This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. At the University of Washington, tuition has gone up 118% over the last decade. For many students, college is simply unaffordable. Olympia lawmakers are considering a bill that would let students pay tuition after they graduate. They'd settle up by paying a set percentage of their monthly incomes. This is called Pay It Forward, and the program was introduced by Democratic State Representative Larry Sequist. Sequist says moving towards a tuition repayment model would allow students to study exactly what they want, and they wouldn't have to worry about how they'd pay for it.
I'll give you an example. I talked the other day with a young woman who is about to graduate from the UW Dental School with $600,000 of debt. So clearly, she cannot go be a rural dentist in eastern Washington. She's going to have to be in the big, high-money dentist areas. So a young student or a student without much income could come choose an engineering degree and know that they were going to be able to get into that kind of a career without worrying how much it costs to get into school.
To learn more about how Pay It Forward might work, we called up John Burbank. He's executive director of the Economic Opportunity Institute, a nonprofit think tank here in Seattle.
Pay It Forward is not a debt obligation. You're not paying off a loan. Your contributions are going to the Public Higher Education Trust Fund, which will enable the next generational cohort that same free access to public higher education. It's a much different situation than having literally $30,000 of student loans piling onto a student after they graduate from school.
This Pay It Forward plan does not include money for room and board or books or living expenses. Why not?
The states have never contributed to room and board for middle-class students. Now, there's no reason why Pay It Forward could not include the cost of room and board or books. That would just mean you would need to adjust the contribution factor in terms of the percent of income and or the number of years to make those contributions.
But, John, in cases where students are paying forward their tuition and they have living expense debt, it doesn't seem like it addresses the issue of coming out of college with no debt.
Well, it does, because the way the legislation is written, it's written to ensure that students can access Pay It Forward and be still eligible, for example, for the Pell Grant, which could be used.
Which is a federal grant.
A federal grant program, which could be used for room and board as well as tuition. So it's sort of flexible in that respect. It isn't, Pay It Forward is not a panacea. It doesn't solve all the problems. And as you pointed out, there are other expenses that aren't encompassed in Pay It Forward right now, but it certainly is an important step in the right direction, and it sends a really important signal to prospective students that there is not this psychological as well as financial barrier to participating in college.
And then a third facet of this program or this college funding dilemma is that Governor Inslee is about to sign the so-called DREAM Act that would allow non-documented children of immigrants to go into that pool for the needs grants. So what I hear you saying, John, is that essentially this Pay It Forward is not a panacea. Adding more money for all programs is what you want.
Yes, absolutely. That is very, very important. And that can be done, as Governor Inslee has suggested, through closing some of the sort of egregious tax loopholes that are currently in our tax system, which actually have no economic value in terms of our state's economy and would be much better spent in terms of investing in public higher education.
Some representatives of institutions of higher education are a little leery of Pay It Forward. They're worrying about their ability to meet their costs, particularly in a transition time. They worry about the legislature increasing tuition. How do you reassure them?
The current system is actually has been a recipe for disaster in terms of financing for public higher education. It relies on a debt-based method of funding public higher education, and it enables the state, and it's not just our state, it's across the country, to disinvest in public higher education, pushing the cost more and more onto tuition, which then pushed the cost more and more into student debt. If we want to get away from that model of enabling this tremendous explosion of student debt and enabling actually this tremendous uptick in terms of the psychological and financial barriers of getting into college, then we need a different paradigm. And Pay It Forward is a different paradigm, and one that will actually result in catalyzing increased public investments in higher education.
And that's what John Burbank thinks. He's executive director of the Economic Opportunity Institute, a Seattle-based nonprofit think tank. Lawmakers in Olympia are looking at a plan that would let college students pay tuition after they graduate. It's The Record from KUOW with Ross Reynolds. I'm Marcy Silman.